And daf chav beis amid beis. The Gemara is takasha and Rav Abo that how does he know that dam is mutar b'hanoa? So the Gemara said because there's a hekish of dam to mayim. Ala oret tishpechenu kamayim. So just like mayim is mutar b'hanoa, so hu adin dam is also mutar b'hanoa. So now we end up with base and base. L'cheskiye l'may ilchese iske stam l'mayim. According to Cheskiye, Cheskiye holds that tafke lo yei ochel comes to asar isure yano. So why do we need the heck? So poshet here says lo yei ochel. So therefore it should be mutabana. Why do you need the heckish? L'may ilchese iske stam l'mayim. So the Gemara answers lich de rabchiye barabe. Omer rabchiye barabe, omer rabbi yechanim. Minayin ledam kotshim she'enei machshir, shenem aloi seichlenu l'oretz tishpachenu kamayim. Dam she'nishpach kamayim machshir, she'enei nishpach kamayim enei machshir. So we need this hekish to tell us that dam kotshim, that niskabel bekeli, and that nishpach, does not have a koyach to be machshir. Dr. Rashi, Ilacheski yeda oma la'el iser hanoa de chometz melo yeyochil. Ho lo yisoichal ve lo yisoichlu lo yimash melo yanoa. So it doesn't come to aser hanoa. So why do you need the hekish? L'may hilchus iskish dam l'mayim l'mishrayu banoa to be matur dam banoa. Me'echi teise loch de nitzeru. Me'echi teise it should be yosa. So now Rashi asks, we have another kasha. Why do you need Lagera Shabi Sharecha, Titnena Vachole Mochel Enochi, according to Cheski, Stamazay Mutabano, Lamayitzrich Cholem Mishrai? So Rashi says, Dike Rabbi Yehuda, Sova Ledvom Kirchsovam Odiosa. So the Pasuk is not coming to be matir. The Pasuk is coming to Asa Mechira Lager and Nesina Lagoy. Vikarab Meir Sovalo, and according to Rab Meir, Itzach Lahagdim Nesina de Ger, Lemechira de Nochi. So Rashi is Chaylik on Taisvis, and Amadal Taisvis and Amadal also asked this Kasha. And Taisvis says that Cheski is not going according to Rab Meir. And Taisvis and the Chafalov and Medbeis, Bishleim Le Rab Meir, Taisvis had said, you don't need the Posik to tell us lahagdim nesina de ger lemechira de nochi according to Rameya, because if they wouldn't say any posik, you'd know what misvore. That's how Taisis learned pshat. So Rashi seemed to learn that's what Rav Abo understood in Rameya. Abo taka held that according to Rameya, we see that leisoichel means iser hano. But Cheski learned that that's not pshat in Rameya. That's verkehrt. That you need the whole tzairich of the posik is lahagdim nesina de ger lemchira de nochi, and I would not know this without any posik whatsoever. Vrekti gemore vayte v'rei eva minachai t'chsiv leiseichel ha-nefesh im ha-boso v'san yereb nosa noima minayin shelo yoyishit odom kois yayin lenozer v'eva minachai lebnei noya. So it says the whole reason a person is not permitted to give to hand over an eva minachai lifnei noyach is because of lifnei eva. And we'll see in Taisvis that b'emison, when you hand over an eva minachai to a ben noyach, the guy is machzik toive. And this falls into the category of mistaker b'isurayano. He's deriving benefit from the isurayano. We'll speak about more barichas and taisvis. Al koponim, there is a hand, when one hands over an evim in achai to a ben noyach, he's deriving benefit from the evim in achai. So if evim in achai would be osar ba'ano, so the Tana should have said, besides the Isser of Lifneiver, there's another Isser. There's an Isser of Mistake Bisurayano. And since the Tana did not mention at all this Isser, Vaistoi is the only Isser is Lifneiver. So it is not also Bano. So therefore the Gemara's Medai Kolik Lovim Shori. Weiss doch ois, when there's no lifne evil, there's no issa of deriving benefit from evil minachai, and therefore one is permitted to give an evil minachai to his caliph. So we see, so it's a kashim ravabo, according to ravabo, loisoichal anefeshim abosa, which in this pasuk we ask, evil minachai, this should be an issa also, an issa hano, and it should be also lekrovim. So the Gemara answers, Shani Eva Minachai, the Iskish Ledam. There's a Hekish to Dam, the Siv, Rak, Chazak, Levilti, Achil Adam, Ki Adam Hu Anefesh, Vlo Yisoich Lo Anefesh Im Aboso. So Memele, the Torah was Makish Dam to Eva Minachai, Lo Yisoich Lo Anefesh Im Aboso. So the purpose of the Sekish is to tell us that just like Dam is Mutabano, so who adin even in a chai is also mutter bahano. Seba bazundere limut. Zogt Rashi, lo yisoichel hanefesh im haboso, ba'oid shehanefesh boi. Now, the pashtis of Loshen Rashi is, tamazay ivritaych, lo yisoichel hanefesh im haboso, ba'oid shehanefesh boi. Calls man the nefesh is in the bosa, that means the lav is leisoichel habosa. You're not allowed to eat this bosa, this eva. But when are you not allowed to eat it? Kol bo'oid shehanefesh boi. Rashi in Chulun says, leisoichel mimenu, you should not eat from it, bo'oid shehanefesh im habosa. Kozman, the nefesh is im habosa. So it would seem, The way Rashi is learning Pashta Dikro, if a person is choytech an eva from a balchai, so the nefesh is still mechuba to the bosa, to the eva. That means the ruchni is the nefesh, ba'oid sheha nefesh im habosa. The Mizrahi asks, if that is pshat and posik, so the Mizrahi asks, so the halacha should be, if a person was choytach an eva minachai, so the iser is, loisoichel mimenu bo'oid shehanefesh im aboso, so when the behemoth will die later, so memela, so then this eva should become muta. But the Mizrahi's kasha and Rashi. Stamad aloch is nitazoi. Abal kaponim, that's alchay the ibrin Rashi. Abal kaponim the Rashi is loisoichel nefesh im aboso, bo'oid, not allowed to eat the boso, ba'oid shehanefesh boi. Kol zman, the animal is alive, there's nefesh in this bosa. B'nei noyach nesa lehem eva minachai, d'chsiv ach bosa b'navshoi domei lo yisoichelu. That's a posik before Matan Torah. And our posik is after Matan Torah for Yidin. So it says, lifnei eva. So that you're not allowed to give it to a ben noyach at lifnei iva. Alma loy mitzer ella mishum lifnei iva loy sitein mirsha. Aber ba no achiti, but if you have another ano, which does not involve lifnei iva, kagayin lekelev shori. Agavulche, we find the gewaldike chiddush in our Gemara, that the love of lifnei iva applies to a guy also, minayin shloi, Yoishit Eva mina Chayle ben Noyach Tamaloy mifnei Eva leisitain mirsha. The Minchas Chinuch Taka wants to say a chiddush in the love of lifnei Eva. There's a klal shelo yasienu eitzah ro. That's also Misha Eva bedover. Rashi says in Chumash. So if a person asks for an advice and he's an Eva bedover and you give him bad advice, she Eva lifnei Eva. So the Minchas Chinuch says if we see from our Gemara that is an issa lifnei iva to a ben noyach, so one is also to give bad advice to a guy also. That's what the Minchas Chinuch wants to say. Rabbi Chonon Tain is that l'chayre ul bein odom l'chaveirois, we do not find that should apply to goyim. Gezelakum, gnevesakum, ul bein odom l'chaveirois, unless it's a special ribui, that were mar ba'akam, but normally all ben odom l'chaveres were only nemar to Yisraelim, not to goyim. That's Rabbi Chonon Tzahora. So he wants to be chaylik and the Minchas Chinuch, he wants to say that Bemisin in the love of Livne Iva Leisitein Michel, there are two inyonim. There's one inyon Abein Odom Lachaveiroi, she shouldn't give him an Eitzero, and in the Hanami, this inyon does not apply to a Ben Noyach. And then he wants to say there's another inyon of Livne Iva. To be machil to someone a dover ha'osa. And there the Isser is hekpid de teure shleyei osa isser al yedei Yisrael. This is a different type of a lifnei iver. I mean, there's two halachas which are called lifnei iver. Here the mechuvin of this Isser is not aben odom lachaveira dikedin. Here the mechuvin of this Isser is that forget, like you machil him. You're giving him the efshoros to do an avere. The Isra Shloyase Isr al Shloyase Isr al Yedei Yisrael. So Bemele, so in this, if an Isra will be chal to that what the Yid gave over the Ben Noyach and Eva Minachai, so there's going to be an Achilles Eva Minachai al Yedei Yisrael. So Bemele, so that's the love of Lifnei Iver. That's what the Bukhana wants to say. Levilti achel adam, sefer dekro leisechel hanefesh. That's the hekish. Let us see Taisvis. Be'eva minachai livnei noyach. Teima, kiven de be'eva minachai shal nochi mairi, since it's speaking about that the Eva Menachai belongs to the Goy, midiktoni lo yoishit, v'loiktoni lo yitein. So the whole, he's not giving it to the Goy, he's just handing it over to the Goy. Im kein heichi dayik tishori bano, ilav lifneive. So he's not having any ano bechlau. He's just handing over the Goy's Eva Minachai to the Goy. So where do you see he's deriving Hano from the Eva Minachai? The Yeshloima, the Kivin, the Beschar, Hoya Osa Lahoishit, the Osa Lehistaker, Be Isurei Hano. So Taisvah says, Beschar, if he would pay him for his services, it would be Osa to derive benefit. But Osa Lehistaker, Be Isurei Hano. That what the Akum is indebted to him, so Mamelitz also he's deriving benefit. Now Rabbi Chanan is ma'irer that L'chayre, the Goy is indebted to him, or when the Goy pays him, he's paying him for his services. He's not paying him the Yid would get paid for the services what he's doing. He's delivering him an Eva Minachai. He's not having Hano from the Issa Hano. He's having Hano for, he's getting paid for his services. No, if there would be an Eva Minachai, so he wouldn't be able to deliver it to him. So the Isser Hano is Goyrim, that he should be able to get some benefit. That means he wouldn't have a job if a person is a delivery boy, he sells chomet, he delivers chomets on Pesach. That's all what he does. He delivers chomets. So he gets paid for his services. But if there wouldn't be any chomets, he wouldn't have any business. So the chomets is Goyrim that through the chametz he's able to get paid for delivering. So Rabbi Chanan says, so we see from Taisvitz that gram that what Isurei Hano is goyrim him Hano is also Osa. Now the Taisvitz Arashbe and our Taisvitz says klar that this is Osa min HaTorah. He says what Taisvitz says, and he says it's Osa min HaTorah. It's very geschmack to say that it's also min ha-teire, because if it's only also min ha-rabbonon, so what's the whole deal? Maybe the Braisa wants to tell us, minayim shlo yoshet odom koi shayin lenoz avevi min ha-chay. How do we know it's also min ha-teire? The issa min ha-teire is, lifnei evil, lishti temichshol. Min ha-rabbonon it's also. Maybe it's not speaking about isuri, the rabbonon. It'd be very geschmack to say that it's also min ha-teire. But l'chayra, this is moiridik debatable. L'halacha, z'bayishpul, the Mishnah Brura brings down in Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tov Nun, that if a person has a oven to rent, and the guy rents the oven in Pesach, and he bakes his chametz in the oven. So Mishnah Brura says, l'chatchila midarabonon, it's osur alts. He's mistakir b'isuri ano. The Mishnah Brura brings down the halacha, this is an isur darabonon. The whole thing is an isur darabonon. Gromis, for example, the Ran in Lulav HaGozel, asks Akasha, the halacha is mitzvah slav lehenis nitnu. So therefore, an isha is allowed to make chalitza with a nal from Isurei Hano. She gains a lot. She gains a lot from this nal. Now that before she was an agune, she wasn't permitted to get married. Now, after the chalitza, so now she can get married. We're not talking about mitzvahs, not talking about the kiyum mitzvah, but there's a lot of benefit that she gets from the Isurei Hano. Or the same thing, the Gemara says, Hanoida min hamayon is toivul boi b'moy sakshomim. The person is out there hano from hamayon, so he tables himself b'moy sakshomim. It's a mitzvah slav lehenis nitnu. Frektach daran, but now he can eat trum, he's deriving material benefits, not only mitzvahs. So the Ran says all this is agromis baalme. So for the Ran would seem verkehrt, some that what was nigram al yedei yisurei ano is mutter lefiyemes. And here we see that al kaponim, you have to be mevare klor. Here the Taisa Rashba says that this is also min ha-teire. Also lihistaker b'yisurei ano. So we have three extremes. The Taisa Rashba says it's also min ha-teire. Mishnah Brura says also lihistaker is also min ha-rabbonon. And by gromis, the Ran says it's mutar afilu l'chatchila. So we have to know klar how to understand all these three halachas. Aba al kaponim, Taisva says that it is also. So memele, so it's also. So in listaki b'suri no is also, and the Baraisa didn't mention it. So it's a raya that it's mutabano, that Rebbe Mechai is not Yisuri Yano. V'hod ha'omar b'soif eilu metziyiz, gabi imhoisa to'una yayin nesach, ein zokik lo. That's speaking about that a guy had a behemoth that was loaded with yayin nesach, and it was overloaded. So now Yid passes by and he sees how the behemoth is revitz tachas masoi, and he asks the Yid to help him. So it says, ein zokik lo. He's not mechuyev to help him. V'yamretz, v'gmoyes akash, v'yamretz ha'bal chayim d'rais ha'mayin zokik lo. So why is ein zokik lo? That's the Gemara's kasha. So l'chayim ha'bal chayim d'bayad d'rais, he'd be mechuyev to help him. Trektach toisves, afal gav d'choshev kimistaker b'yisurei hano, v'osar afilu b'chinam. Trektach toisves, what's going to happen over there? He's going to go and take off the Yayin Nesach from the behemoth. So from his services, the guy will be indebted to him. Let me boy if he pays him, so it's Mistake B'Yisurei Hano. If he doesn't pay him, it's also considered Mistake Mismachzik Lo Yitoyve. So it could be that Tzar Bal Chaim is a Daraisa, but Afal Pikein is not allowed to do it because he's Mistake B'Yisurei Hano. That's Taisvis Kasha. So what's the Raya? Rabbi Kevega and Bob Metzia asks, he wants to fanfare Taisvis Kasha before we see Taisvis Tels. Rabbi Kevega wants to say, a fellow will say he's Mestakia b'Yisurei Hano, so Tainit Rabbi Kevega, so that a fellow will assume it's an Issa deraisa to be Mestakia b'Yisurei Hano, but if Tzar Bal Chaim is a deraisa, so it's Mestame, he brings all the bush, it's a mitzvah of Ozev Tazevim, and there we learn how to chiv of Tzar Bal Chaim. The Raisa says, That's Rabbi Kevega wants to emphasize Tosfos Kasha. He says, whatever he's gaining, he's mekayim a mitzvah saseh. So Mamela would be a Daraisa would be mutter. Tosfos for some reason does not hold this. Maybe Tosfos holds it's not beidne. Al koponim, that's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos says two terutzim. So one teret Tosfos says, kiven the eino miskaven sheyachzik loitoive. Since he's not, that's right, he's deriving benefit from it. But the reason he's doing it als the mitzvah. Mishim tzar bal chayim, choshev k'moi loy efsher v'loy mechaven l'shor. The Gemara says later we'll have a whole sugya if someone is doing a pa'ula. And the reason he's doing this pa'ula because he has to do this pa'ula. He's not doing it for other intentions. He has to do this pa'ula. He can't avoid the pa'ula. While he's doing this pa'ula, he's deriving a hanoa asura. So the Gemara says, according to everyone, if it's loy efsher, if the pa'ula has to be done, and he's not mechaven for the hanoa, so even though he's deriving hanoa, hanoa habo loy la'odom bal kochei, it is not considered, it's mutter. I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, it holds a dover shenim is kaven is also. So Memela, so Tosfos says that the faker part mistake be surah yano, it wouldn't be also because it's loyevshe v'loy kamechav. Inami, a second teretz, ein zokik lo mash malay afilu shaloy bifnei nochi, da ein marzik loy toive. It's a halachis tume that he's not, he should never take off the yayin nesach from the behemoth, even though the guy is not around, the guy doesn't see him. So if Tzar Bal Chaim is a deraisa, he is not mistak at all be surah yano, the guy won't be marzik loy toive. So why is there a din of ein niskokin loy? Rabbi Kevega asks Akasha, abakaponim, from Tosfos we see that, this issa, of deriving benefit, mistake b'isurei ano, is totally in the gedorim of eine miskaven. If you hold, according to Rabbi Yehuda, dafka loy efshe v'loy kamachaven is muta. According to Rabbi Shimon, afilo efshe v'loy kamachaven is muta. For example, that's the famous Rabbi Shimon we have laid in the sugya. According to Rabbi Shimon, a person schleps a bankle, even though he doesn't have to schlep it. He could, if he wants, he can lift it up also. So the actions he are doing, he's not muchach to do this pool of schlepping, and he wants to schlep it. And it's einei mechaven. It's einei mechaven to make a charitz. So according to Rabbi Shimon, adovosh einei miskaven is mutter. So you're allowed to schlep a bankle. Since I'm doing one pool of schlepping a bankle, and even though there might come out a second inyan, there might come out an inyan of a charitz of chayrish and Shabbos, since I'm not mechaven for this, so it's muta. So mamela fakt Rabbi Kevega. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara asks the kasha. It says minayim shlo yoyishit eva minachai libnei noyach. So it says lifnei evil isitain michshel. So the Gemara asked, what would the Isser Ano? It's a right, it's Mutter Bano. So, in fact, Rabbi Kevega, could be it's also Bano. Could be it's also Bano. But speaking about, he wasn't Mechaven to derive benefit. He's not doing it. The guy will be indebted to him. The guy asked him to hand him, an Eva Menachai. He's giving him the Eva Menachai. He's nothing in Zinnin. He doesn't have a Zinnin that to derive benefit from the guy. So it's Eine Mechaven. Like Tosfos said over here, for according to Rabbi Yehuda, loy efsher, the loy kamachaven is mutter. So Mamela, yes, maybe the price is going according to Rabbi Shimon, and then it's speaking, but he wasn't machaven to, he was doing it for different, the guy asked him, so he did it, but he doesn't want anything from the guy. As the effect of Rabbi Kevega blies by Tzorchi and Godel. It's very interesting, there's a beautiful vote from the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says, he says, if you're medayik, he doesn't mean that Rabbi Kevega, but the Teich Dvorav is famfet Rabbi Kevega's kasha. Avnei Nezer says, the Gemara says, minayin shelo yoyishit eivim minachai livnei noyach. The Gemara says, bnei noyach. And Tosfos says, when Taisus brings it down, Taisus mentions a goy. Tevkid maybe nachai shal nochi mairi. It's a goy. Shemachzik loy ha'akum toive. Choshev kimistaka. Taisus is speaking about a goy. Lafuki, it's not speaking about a ger toishev. Taisus is speaking about a goy. So he says, so Davni Nezel says beautifully, he says as follows. We learned yesterday that a goy, you're not allowed to do a toive. Mechiral, matana lenochi is also leisechonem. So if he's doing it not l'shem matone, said be'ayva leisechonem, how you allowed to do a toive to a goy? So the whole heter is because atut fazich, because he wants to derive benefit. Now if he wants to derive benefit, is a dochtake mistake b'isurayando. So my mail, why didn't say it's also to mistake b'isurayando? It's a rayitz mutabano. So because that's what Rabbi Kivega Tainis faker tainis would be. That's what Avneiza Tainis. Avneiza Tainis. That it has to be speaking about that he's doing it l'shem ano, and it's speaking about a goy. He's moisev, it's not speaking about a ger toishev, because he times a ger toishev is someone that's mekabel them the sheva mitzvahs b'nai noyach, so he won't eat the evim in achai. So there's no lifnei evil. So koch is speaking about a goy, it's haltnish the sheva mitzvahs b'nai noyach. So speaking about a goy, so the whole reason you're allowed to give it to the goy is only because he has zich and zinnin. So memela, so takim is takim be surayano. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ulecheskie lemai hilchese iskish eivim inachai ledam. According to Cheskie, Cheskie holds that after lo yeochel means isarano, but lo yeochel means isarachile. So according to Cheskie, why do we need the hekish? He says the posik was makish. Rak chazak levildri achel adam kedam o nefesh velo yisoichel a nefesh im abosa. The Torah put together, the Torah was makish, eva min achai to dam. Amalacho, so Cheskie said, dam hu de iskish la eva min achai. No, the hekish is not to be melamed on eva min achai from dam. No, it's the other way around, to be melamed on dam from eva min achai. Ma eva minachai osa, avdam minachai osa. That this pasuk is coming to tell us that dam minachai is osa, ve'eze ze dam hakozesh hanefesh yoitzis boy. That from this pasuk we learn out that not only dam zviche is osa, not only dam shchit is osa, but if he wants to take out dam, the refu of the behemah, so that dam, if it's dam shenefesh yoitze boy, so memele is that dam is also on this achi of kores on this achilas dam. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, levilti achel adam seifa dekro leisoichel hanefesh im abosa. Ma'iva minachai oser beiser ha'omer boy. It has the full iser of what it has, which there it's an iser malkis. Avdam minachai also be iser boy kloima koris. So dam minachai has, there's other domim, which is only alav, there's only malkis. But the pasuk is telling us that dam minachai has the complete iser of dam, the kloima koris, mishim dam gomo. Ma'u detayme, if without this hekish, I would think, that what it says, Rak chazak levilti achil adam ki adam hu anefesh az avizavachta mi b'kolcha mi b'tzayin chadach siv le'elkoi. I would think it's going on dam zviche. The dam zviche udosa. Dam, that the whole purpose of the dam is you want to shech the behemah. That's not called dam minachai. Avodam akoze, that I want the behemah to live and I'm just taking out dam from the behemah. I would think that's muta, that's not dam zviche. And which dam is it also? Adam anefesh. The pasuk says dam anefesh. Al dam hakoze shel behemish anefesh yoitze boy. That means there's different flows of dam. Yesh dalad minei domim behekis k'demrinim bekrisus. בתחילה שויסייס ולבסויף מקלייך. Chile shisisa means that it runs out of the dam, but it does not go, it does not go rochay, it just runs out. Mekaleach means that it shoots out rochay, that's mekaleach. Va'ache kach mashchir, b'soifei shoises. Yesh mehem she'ein ha'neshama yoytzei boy, v'yesh mehem she'aneshama yoytzei boy. So there's different damim. There's different in this, when it's running out, it's nikkel, which dam is a chelik of yetzias hanefesh, vosem sanya, is a dam hekesh neshama yetzibay, kozman shemikaleya. Al koponim, so that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. Zog the Gemara weiter. Bereshir anisko drachmona oma loye ochel es besore. Here it says loye ochel. Besanye mimashma shenemar sokel yisokel asher. Eine yedeye shehin nevela, nevela sure bachile. Matam loyme loye ochel. Why did it have to answer achile sher anisko? I know it's also bachile because it's a nevela. There was no shchite. Is magid l'cho akosov shim shochtoi l'acher shenigmar dinay osa. That it's also ba'achil, that even though it's not an avela, there was a shchite, but after gmar din, the sheraniskel is also ba'achil. Ainly ela ba'achil ba'hanominayim, how do we know that it's also ba'ano, tamo loimer ba'ala sheranoki? My mashme, how do we see from this posik, That means it's also ba'ano. Shimon ben Zoyma oime ka'odam shayma l'chaveira yotza ploini noki minachos. Vein loy behem ano shal klum. So from the bala sher noki we learn out that the sher aniskel is also ba'ano. Taime de kosov u bala sher noki. So davke because it says bala sher noki. Di'im lo yeyochel isar achila mashme isar ano loy mashme. So it's a kasha an cheski and ravabo. Why do you need a ribui of bala sher noki? Let's learn out from lo yeyoch. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi shim shochtei v'hochi omakro sokel yisokel asher v'im lo yisok loy afal pikein lo yeyoch las besore. Yisar hano lo yimashme the kasha afilu lecheske, because here it says lo yeyochel, the cholshkein le rabbo, about the gewisset shver according to rabbo. So to hear a shtikel ha'ore, what does Rashi mean, the cholshkein le rabbo? Why is it the same kasha? According to cheske holds lo yeyochel means iser hano. And according to Rav Abo, not the Nikud makes it also, but no, whenever it says Anisachil, it's also, but no, also, what's the Vekolshkein le Rav Abo? So, Dachsachmir, Gewaldike Raya, Dachsam Sefer in the Dorim, we mentioned two Mahalchim in Rav Abo. How does Rav Abo hold? Whenever it says Leisoichel, it means Isarano. One Mahalch was, the Ran says, That's pshat, even though leisoichel means isar achila, but we learn that from the veilu, whenever the teira asad b'achila, it asad b'hano also. That's the Ran. But Kevega wants to say a different mahalach, that the teira asad achila, the teira meant hano as achila. So memele, and the teira, they mentioned one of the shchirte kahanos, but the isar is hano. According to these two mahalchim, dachsemir, the kolshken of Rashi is not miyushev, it's akasha, whatever, Rabbo holds, it's shver. Tchsam Sefer, in the Dorim, daf memzainam at base, brings down a Chavis Yoyer. The Chavis Yoyer asks, according to Rabbo, he says, how can you say the posuk comes to Asaba, no, the posuk says, leisoichal. The Torah means now to sell it. The Torah says, leisoichal. So the Chavis Yoyer answers, the Leisoichel Ravabo bo loymar dover hamevi lidei achile. Leisoichel nevela means from the nevela you shouldn't come to eat something else. Hainu mechire shemekabel mois. So the Chavis Yoyer said pshat that the loisoichal of Rav Abo also means loyovi lidei achila. So that means like this. Cheskiya figured it out from digduk. Loyeyochel. So on the digduk he figured it out. It shouldn't come to be eaten a steak through the nevela. But, so that was digduk al kaponim. Rav Abo figured out without digduk. He had a raya from the posik. So Mamel, that's the koshkein. That's the koshkein over here. That means besides the yesod. All the time that he teaches lo yoichel means lo yisova lo yimel dover hamevi lidei achila. Here you have the digdak that's also Messiah. You have Cheskiya's. If you can teach us in lo yisoichel about the gevis, we can teach it in lo yoichel. So it could be that's the koshkein. So Mamela, so that's the Gemara's kasha. Why do you need a Bala Shernoki to tell me that it is also Bano, it's also Aslo Yeyoch. So the Gemara answers. Yeah. Loilam La Yeyoch Elisa Achila Visara Noamash. It means both. Ubala Shernoki. Oh, this is a beautiful kasha from the Svas Emes. The Svas Emes asks that, the Gemara asks, why do you need a Bala Shernoki? Why do you need a Bala Shernoki? So he says, the Gemara asks the Kasha, why do you need Lo Yeyocheles Besoroi? Typically it's Nevela. So the Gemara says, Lo Yeyocheles Besoroi is speaking about what he shechted it. Fine. So now when we learn the Pasik says, Sokol Yisokol Sher. So you should recycle the Sher. If you cycle the Sher, it's also Bachila, Alts Nevela. Then it says, lo yeyocheles besorei, if you shecht it, it's lo yeyocheles besorei. So by shchit it says, lo yeyochel. By skil it doesn't say, lo yeyochel. No, you know, it's also ba'achila, because it's nevela. So a nevela is mutabano. So how do I know that if he was cycled the shoyer, that it's also asabano? Shtei tabala shoyer noki. What's the Gemara's kasha? Why do you need the Bala Shernoki? The Bala Shernoki is coming to tell us without Shchita. The Layoch is going the Layoch is going when he shechted it. So maybe the Bala Shernoki is coming when he cycled it. When he cycled it, Yizich need a pasuk to tell me that it's also Bano. That's what the Svas Emes is kasha. The Maram Shik answers that the Seder Aposik is not Meduik then. The Bala Shernoki is going on Sokol Yisokol, so says Sokol Yisokol Shaila Bala Shernoki, Bala Yochel Besore. Why did he put the Bala Shernoki after the Layochel Besore? So Vaisto, he says, Vilo, after Shchita, you also need a Bala Shernoki. That's the Gemara's Kasha. After Shchita, you don't need a Bala Shernoki, because it's a very Osir Alts Layochel. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answers, Loilam lo yeyochel isar achila visar anomash. Bala shernoki, now it says Bala shernoki la nois oire yudios. It's coming to tell us that the oire, it says lo yeyochel es besoroi. So the boser is also bachila bano. But the oire, the skin, the leather, I would think it's mutabano. It's the rechsal kedai tachamina lo yeyochel es besoroi in oire loi. Kamash Melon, that Oire is also Asabano. Frag the Gemara, Lahanach Tanoi, the Mavkilei, Lahai Krol, the Drosh Achine. The other Tanoim do not darshan Isser Hano from Bala Shernoki. They darshan Lachatzi Koifa, that the Bala Shernoki is telling me that if a Sher Tam kills a person, so even though all the time a Sher pays Chatzi Nezik, but if a Sher Tam kills, you don't pay Chatzi Koifa. Or Ulud may blood it. Others say that it's coming to tell us that if a Sher Tam kills an Isha Muberes, he's put up to pay from the may blood it. So Hanos Oire Minolu. So how do you attack and know Hanos Oire? And for the Gemara, Navkelahu, me es besore. Es a tofu lipsore. So Mamela lo yochel es besoy, that's telling us oiroi. Bala Shernoki is coming to tell us that he's potam, chatzi koifer, bei blodis. Beidoch, the other man, the Yomar, that uses Ubala Shernoki for oiroi, why doesn't he darshan from es besoy? Es loy dorish. He holds you don't darshan es. כדסניה שימן המסוני ואומרי לו נחמיה המסוני או ידוי ריש כל עשם שבתוירה. כי מן שגיע לעש השם אלוקך תירא פירש. When he came to ask השם אלוקך פירש to be מרבה, something that should be דוימה to the רבינו של עולם, יירה, he had nothing what to be מרבה. אומרו לוי תלמידו רבי כל עשם שדרשתו מטה היי עליהם. What's going to be? אומר להם, כשם שגיבלתי שכר על הדרישה, כך אני מקבל שכר על הפרישה. The Ben Yehuda says, let's say he was מקבל שכר על הדרישה, the שכר יב לא סד לא בוי. כשם שקיבלתי שכר על הדרישה, כך אני מקבל שכר על הפרישה. So he says that פשט was שכר מצווה מצווה. He says, you have to understand, as Shimon HaMsuni, or Tarangelik, or Zoyful Omer, to darshan the first test, after the first test. So, he was Zoyche to darshan the second test, and Azoy weiter. So, to say that each drosha, so not gegangen Azoy from underneath the sleeve, each drosha was a schar, that was schar mitzvah mitzvah. So he says, now that I'm poirish, I'll get schar, I'll be able to darshan weiter, not Essen, Essen I see, you're not supposed to darshan Essen. וכשם שקיבלתי שכר על הדרישה, כך אני מקבל שכר על הפרישה. עד שבו רבי קיבה ודורש, אס השם הלקח אותירו לרבי תלמידי חכמים. He said that the S comes to be מרבה תלמידי חכמים. So על קופונים, we have here המחלויקס תנועים, שימנם סוני holds that you don't darshan Essen, he was Polish from this drosha, and Bekiva holds you can still darshan Essen. So that's these two tanoim. That the one tana that darshans es psoroi, he holds like a Bekiva, and the other one darshans from, he doesn't darshan Essen, he holds like a Shimon HaMsuni, some Emele, so he needs a Bala Shernoki to tell us that Oirei is also. So Choshev Yedid Rav Naftali Silverberg told over from Rav Gifter Shlita, Shem that Takonis Ezra, beautiful be, and I'd like perhaps to be myself a little bit, that Rabbi Kiva darshaned, as a Shem alakecha tira la rabbi is talmidei chachomim, that pshat is that after witnessing the gewaldike godless of Shimon HaMsuni, that means this was a lifetime's work of darshaning kol esem shebetoire, how much yikiye, and how much omol was put into this, And when the Midas Ha'emes of Rav Shimon HaMsuni, when he came to Hashem Elokecha Tira, so he saw that he was wrong, that one should not darshan es. So Memele, this Midas Ha'emes made that he was Mevater on his lifetime's goal, Lidrash Kalesim Shebet Torah. When Rabbi Kiva witnessed this godless, he said, that if that's what a Talmud Chochem is, so we can be marbe es Hashem alakecha tira to be marbe talmidei chachamim. Like to be moisef a little bit, Rabbi Ruchim says in Parshas Lech Lecha, he brings a medrash and a Yerushalmi that was a meiser, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach once purchased a chamor from a Yishmaeli. In the Yerushalmi it says that they were gehakte tzores. Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, he had a yeshiva mamish, it was shreklich. They purchased a chamor to make things a little easier. So but it was mamish, there, goran engematzit. And Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach found an even toive in the chamor. So the Talmidim were mamish, azas, yate, deshmaye, that the Ibishat Masman got an even toive. Now life will be a little easier already. Rav Shimon ben Shetach had a different hashkofe. He says, Chamoyer konisi, even toiver loy konisi. So he started to look to find the guy. Who's the rabbi that he bought this chamoyer? And he goes over to the guy and he gives him back the even toiver. Which the guy never knew bechlal about the even toiver. So when the guy saw this, so he said, Boruch Hashem Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. As he stated in Medrash. Rabbi Yeruchim is Mevayer. This medrash as follows. That the guy was makir, mishum berye lo yeitze maise, because this is not a human action. Ein ze bo elo elokim asher boy ube mitziyusoy. So when he saw this maise, He saw the elokeishim in Ben Shetach. In such a maise, he saw this is not a human action. So he saw the elokeishim in Ben Shetach. Avimelech, when he saw Avram, he said, Elokim imoch. Kshiroyim Avram, Elokim imoch. So memele, so could be that, that is hakipshat. Es Hashem elokecho tiro, one can see in a Talmud Chochem. When one sees such maisim, so that's, you see the elokeishim in Ben Shetach, you see the elokei Avram. So you see the elokei of, in the Talmud Chochem, you see the elokei of the Talmud Chochem. So that is marbe, the es Hashem elokecho, and marbe Talmidei Chochomim. The Inyaki wants to say, amuim de kevot, he brings a Yalkut Ruveini, if I couldn't find it in the Yalkut Ruveini, but I know there's another Makir. He brings from the Yalkut that Rabbi Kiva was from the Asore Ruge Malchus. Spakant, the Asore Ruge Malchus were killed to be mechaper on the chet of Mechiras Yosef. So Meredike Vort von Rabbi Shimshin Astropolje that says Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'chol Maise Boker V'tzoyin Kele Sheyaver Tachas HaShovet Asiri Yakoidish L'Hashem. So Rabbi Shimshin Astropolje says Pshat in Pasuk as follows. That Bemison, there are two kashas on this Indian that the Asaru Gemachas were killed for Mechiras Yosef. Kasha number one, there was only 9 Shvatim in the Mechira. Reuven wasn't around. Kasha number two, Rabbi Kiva stammed from Geirim, so why was he Nitfas in the to be Mechapa for the Chet? So the Welt says a teretz that Rabbi Yishlom was mishtatef in the Mechire, and in Meile, Kav Yochel, Rabbi Yeidu Kulam, Lomo, Meis Akive, Shoho Yeroye, that's Rosh Hiteves, V'chol Meiser, then the Pasuk goes weiter, Boker V'tzoin, Rabbi Kiva was a Roye, Boker V'tzoin, Yeidu Kulam, Lomo, Meis Akive, Shoho Yeroye, Boker V'tzoin, Kela Sheyav, V'tachas HaShovet, so in Meile, there was only 9 Shvatim, and he was a ger, Asiri Yakaidish Lashem. That's Rabbi Shimshon Astropolje says Pshat in Posik. Aber Kaponim, Rabbi Kiva Kavyocha was Kavyocha la Kapora for the Rabbeinu Shaloylam. So the Inyaki Vzuk Tepes Abort, Rabbi Kiva is goes dem, dervas at Kahalt, Le'es Hashem Alekecha Tira Larabis Talmidei Chachomim. He held a Talmud Chochem to be a Bchina of Es Hashem Alekecha. So he was Lashitosai, he was chosen to be the one to be Mechapek Avyochel for the Rabbeinu Shalolam. Zogt Rashi. Iser hano loimash, because you will hear, lahanach tanoi de babakama per gsher shanogach, mafkilei lahai noki ledrosh achine, vashmin en de tam potem mechatzikoi, for the komaam, Noki mechatzi koifer im heimesish, de ilu muad mishalom koifer sholom. Bahatam, afilachatzi koifer loy mishalom. Bika de mapik leilid, may loda isim nogach isha hora, viyotzi lodel. De idoch, de napkalei hanos, oirei minoki, esloi dorish liribui. De sovelo kishimnam suni, shapirish kolesim shabetere la rabbis, kivin shigil esher shemalekecha tira, oma ma arba lira imoi, Pirish mikulam, bechazabe mikol ribuyim shedorash. The midaho lav leribuye osa, kulonami lav leribuye osa, la rabbi is tamide chachomim, shemoire raboch kemoire shamay. Zog te gemore weite. Vare olo, rachmona oma, areilem lo yeyoch. Vesanya areilem lo yeyoch. Let us see this. Salka daita chamina besore in, oire loy. So I would think cases besorei is a miut that oyer is mutabano. That's why you have to have a posik on oyer. Beim time effect of taisves lishtoik me oyeroi umi besorei. So why does it have to say besorei? It should say lo yeyochol, which means it's also bano. Memele you don't have a miut on oyer. So you don't need a ribuy on oyer. Vishloim the itzrich besorei avogav da obde kein boso. That means he shechted it. Man the less like a drosh back shesh and nugget out way also drosh achine. Lamai said there's a necessity to write besorei. So after there's a necessity to write besoroi, so memele, so then you need a ribui an oiroi. Look the Gemara weiter. Tanya, very Ola, the Rachmona, Omar, Arelim, lo yeyochel. That Ola is also Bachila, according to Chesky and Ravabot, automatically should be also Bano also. The Sanya, Arelim, lo yeyochel. Ainly, Ella is a Rachila. Minayim, shall yehenda mimenu, shall yitzba boy, vila yadlik boy as haner. This is three surim, Hano, Tzviye, and hadloke tamloim varaltem orosoi arelim lo yeyochel l'rabbi says kulam. So we have three eloshin olas that it's also it's yeah time of the kos of rachmon varaltem orosoi arelim olav ochi avamine isachil mashmi saranolay mashme. So it's a kasha an cheskin rabbo. So the moment is loylam lo yeyochel mashme bein isachil bein isaranol. Bishani Hosom Dirsiv Lochem. It says Shalishonim Arelim Yilochem Yilochem Arelim Loyeo yeah. Shalishonim Yilochem Arelim Loyeoch. So it says Lochem. So Mamele Bit Salke Daitachamina Oil because of Lochem Shalochem Yehei. That Lochem is coming to tell us that it's not us about no Kamash Melon. That's what it says, the Darelim, that it's Mutabano. That's the Darelim, that it's Osabano. I had a shtickle ha'ore, there's a machloikis ha'rishainim, if Isurayano is called Lochem, if it's called Shaloi. The Ritva brings down a raivit in Sechta Sukkah, that Lamedalad Amedbeitz, that the reason you're not yoitze with an esrik shel olo, ula kerinim beilochem, it's not called yours. Why isn't it called yours? The less behu midi. He doesn't, ownership, it's not like the Queen of England. The ownership, you have to be able to derive benefit from it. If it's yours and you can't do anything with it, that's not called your abailim. So Memelis of the Raivit says that an esrik shel olo, is you're not yoitze because the felton lochem, it's not called yours. And the Ritva is chaylik. The Ritva says kol shuhu shaloi. It is vayim bei lacherim reshus eschus lochem kerinem bei. That's called lochem. So the Ritva says that an esrik shel ola is called lochem. It's called lochem, even though it's also bano. So why aren't you yoitze? Because it's the mitzvah shreif, exusim echdesh yure. Also a different time you're not yoitze, but not als lachem. Yisurei no is called lachem. That's what the Ritva says in Sukkah. So lachayra her ha'ore, so what's pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says that I would think it's muta ba'no since it says yir lachem. According to the Raivit, it's beautiful. Lochem is a stirat isurin. It's not considered lochem if it's also bano. It says lochem, so I think it's mutabano. Kamash malo. But according to the Ritve, so lochem is garnished. Lochem is not a stirat to isurano. It could be also bano. It's still called lochem. Let us see Rashi. V'layitz baboy kigoin beklipe yagoizim. Shahashoimer also mishum olo kipri atzmoi. Now Rashi Dachsamir is saying two things. Kigoin beklipe egoizim. Lachayre, we know what egoizim are. The lachayre, for our soge of the shell of a walnut, lachayre, it's not royal, it's zviye. But we see the walnut when it comes in a cellophane bag already. But really, when it grows on the tree, there's a klipa yeroike on the walnut. There's a klipa yeroike which falls off when it's still on the tree. And so we see the hard nutshell. It's put down in Shulchan Aruch to take off the klipa yeroike on Shabbos. That's a shayla of dosh. The klipa kosh is not a shayla of dosh. But there's a klipa yeroike. I think that is the die that Rashi meant. Kegoyim beklipei agoizim. Shashoymer also mishum olo ki pri atzma. And that's me Rashi is saying another word also. That's what Rashi wants to tell. What did Rashi say? Klipe agoizim. The Toysis HaRashba brings down a pshat that Tzvi is speaking about Remainim. Remainim also have a die. Why does Rashi say Klipe agoizim? So that's me Rashi is bedavke said it, because Rashi held Leidung have a whole sugye that Allah is mutter shalayke derech hano. That means you have to derive benefit from what it's oimit for. So Rashi held that all the peiris, the peiris of Allah, they're not oimit for dying. They're oimit, the ikat tashmish is achila. So if you use it for dying, it's shalayke derech hano, so it's takinat also. The Taisis Arashman of any time differentiate if it's Mamish not oimit for it, or it's a mitzvah not oimit. But that's what Rashi is coming to tell us. Rashi says, the Laitzva came beklipe egoism, that's oimit for Hanoah's Sviya. The Peri alone could be his only oimit for Tashmish Achila. Loyadlik boyas aner, kigoim b'shemin shel olo, that's oimit lahadloke. Zog Taisvis, minayin shel Laitzva, v'im taimah, Faktaisvis, kima de nafkelon de osabano, amai itzdrich leser tzviye badloke. Faktaisvis, we have three psukim. One tas ano, one tas tzviye badloke. Lochayre, if it's osabano, it should be automatically, it's also but tzviye badloke, which is also ano. Boimeri, de salke deitach, de tzviye loichoshev ano. I would think that it's not called his deriving benefit. Lehavi elo chazuse ba'alme keda omar bahagoizel ahach milse gufe. This is not called, he says, there are dargis of hano, what he's receiving from it. The hano of tzvi is only a chazuse ba'alme. Taisis and Baba Kama says it's a noi. That means you have a beged and you die the beged. So the only thing that was nitoisiv, the beged looks nicer. It's not a hanoah saguf. It's a hanoah in chazoyin, chazus atzamare ba'alme. So without a special ribui, I would not think that this goes into isurei hanoah, which is what I'm deriving from it is only hanoah pute, hanoah koldu. So the pasuk wants to tell us that chazus is also osa. Pechein hadloke. Why do you need a ribui for adloke? Salkedai toch, de sharye kiven da have derech biure. Loman de yoma ein schwach eitzim bepas. De shorim eitzim badloke. Od osa krohoche heinu beshemen. Da have been kshedoylik bener. Aval eitzim nase gecholim. Vashal heves bo min ha gecholim. Now the Rosh Yosef explains this Tosfos as follows. That we had mentioned, there's a machlokes tanoim, if yesh shvach eitzim bepas or ein shvach eitzim bepas. That means if a person has eitzim of isurei ano, and he's using these eitzim as fuel to bake something, so there's a shaila is the pas mutter or not? Do I say that the pas, the afiyas pas, is coming about through Atze yasurei ano, yeishvach eitzim bepas. So if the pas is so it's like giduli yasurei ano, it's coming about through yasurei ano. Or einshvach eitzim bepas. The fire, the heat that is baking the pas, that's coming from the mashuhu hanisraf, that's coming from the gecholim. And gecholim of yasurei ano, of nisrofim is afra. So Tosfos, so the Rosh Yosef explains Tosfos as follows. So we have a machloikis tanoim, yeshvach eitzim bepas, einshvach eitzim bepas. So according to the man diyoma that holds yeshvach eitzim bepas, that we say that the eish in the heat does not come from the gachelets, it comes from the eitz. So this chiddush we learn from this pasuk. I would think, since it's derech biyuroi, so I would think that I would think lefiya emes that the eish is coming from the gacheles. So kamash melon. So the pasuk is telling us no, the eish is coming from the eitz, from the ben. So he's deriving benefit from the ben. That's according to the Mount Yomar that holds Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas. That's the Giloy Yakov. He didn't figure it out scientifically. He figured it out from the Pasuk. Do shteit on the Pasuk. That's how he learned Pshat in the Pasuk. The Mount Yomar that holds Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas. So Memele, he has a problem. What is Pshat in this Pasuk? So he says this Pasuk is speaking about Shemen. Pasuk is speaking about Shemen. Hodos akrohocha haynu b'shemen dahave be'en k'shedoylik b'ne'er. Avol eitzim nasa gecholam v'shehevis bo mina gecholam. The Chazaynish on Sechtes Psochim says as follows. On this Toisvis he says, Ma shechilku ha-toisvis bein eitzim l'shemen tzorichiyan. The l'choyre gam b'shemen ha-shehevis bo mina shemen shekvar kolo. I mean, if you say that the shalheves comes from the kiloyin, so just like, so whatever the fuel is, it comes after it's nichle. So just like it comes from the gachela, so it comes from the shemen shenichle. As I frek the Chazanish, he doesn't understand Taisus. Baruch Hashem, we have the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, so later, the Taisus in Daf Chav Zayin, the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says pshat in this teretz. Amuim de keteretz. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says as follows. He says this, the Lashon Tosfos Ben Peretz. Oisai shemen shehu samuch l'ner, haner meitzetzes mimenu. That means a ner is a receptacle that's holding oil. In the ner, we have a psila, a wick, that is drawing from the shemen. So oisai shemen shehu samuch l'ner, means samuch l'psila, is the ner is meitzetz mimenu. So he says, Avol Islay Hano me oisoi shemen shehu be'en. He has Hano from the shemen that's be'en. Da yedei kach sheyesh boi ribui shemen me'ira yoiser. Ve Islay Hano me oisoi shemen be'en. We had the Rosh and Beye that brings down Shittas HaToisvis. That Shittas HaToisvis is that if you have a ner with shemen, you take out some of the shemen, so the illumination becomes duller. So the shemen that is not burning, the shemen that is surrounding it, somehow improves the illumination. That Shittas HaToisvis also, you take some of the shemen, you'll add shemen, you'll So Al Kaponim, the surrounding shemen that is Be'en, the surrounding shemen is moisif in the net. This is shemen Be'en. So this is what the Tais, this is Pshat and Taisvis. The Taisvis that the Isser is on the shemen Be'en. That's what is also by Olo. Vim Taima, for Taisvis, Amai Yitzlich Kroga Beitrumet Meyer Lahate, the Dashinen Locho, Shelocho Tehei Lasika Tachas Tavshilcho, The hoch yitzrich kro le meisa. Taisvis asks, if the Gemara has a posik. The Gemara has a posik to tell us that Trumet Mei is also bano. Trumet Mei is muta bano for a koin. So you need a locho to be matter hadloke. And here you need a posik to aser hadloke. So Lechayre, Taisvis, the Kashi of Taisvis is very difficult to understand, and I found later, Baruch Hashem, the Beis Meir asked the Kashi. Lechayre, it's Pashit. The way Taisvis explained it over here, Pshat is like this. Without a posik of Layadlik, so I would think that one is permitted to be Madlik Isurayano, because the Shalheves is coming from the Mashu Anisraf. It's not coming from Isuriyano, it's coming after its birth. So that's why I need the Posik. After the Posik, what was the Posik Megala to us? The Posik was Megala to us, and it doesn't come from the Mashu Anisraf. Or the Yisayesh Eitzin, Yeshvach Eitzin Bepas, or by Shemen Al Kaponim. So the Gilu Yakro, the Shakla Vitaya was, without a Posik, I would think, that you're not deriving benefit from Isarano, you're not deriving benefit, the benefit comes after it's Nisra, and the Posik is telling us that you are deriving benefit from Isarano. Fine. So after this Posik, now I would think Trumat Meye is also Bano Shel Kilui. Now I know it should be also. Now if I have a mean it should be also. Because now I know that the Shalhevis is coming from the Be'en, So Mamela Truma Tameya should be also, and it's Taka also for a Yisrael. A Yisrael is not allowed to derive Hanoshel Kili from Truma Tameya. So you need a Posik to be matter for Kahanim. So what is Taisvis Kashi? Taisvis Esa Kashi? Here you need a Posik less, and here you need a Posik later. 100%. After I, without this Posik Taka, I would need a Posik later. But after I have this Posik, after I have this Gili Akro, So then I need a posik to be matter by Kahanim, and automatically to aser by Yisraelim. It's very unclear what Taisus kashes. V'shloimer the salke daitach the nail of mimaiser akal. So Taisus says I would think to aser maiser sheni the osa behabora the sila biarti mimeno kedama bepeg v'mamadlik and the ma maiser akal omre teire. So Mamele, if I can't, I would think just like Maiser Sheini Shenitma is also about Loke, so Truma, which is Mochama Zicha, also about Truma Tmeye, is also about Loke. That's why you need the Pasuk to be Mata for Kahana.